Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for February 8th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. We're just hours away from HomePod going on sale in the UK and US, and thanks to time zones, customers in Australia are getting their hands on HomePod now. Apple stores opened at 9 a.m. local in Australia, with pre-order shipments arriving today as well. Back in the US, pre-order delivery estimates slipped back from launch day for the first time after the same thing happened in Australia and the UK earlier in the week. In-store stock for walk-in customers in all three launch countries is expected to be available. And HomePod isn't the only thing kicking off across the globe today and tomorrow. The 2018 Olympics begin tomorrow in South Korea, with the opening ceremony scheduled to take place at 6 a.m. Eastern. In partnership with NBC Olympics, Apple has added a new feature section to its news app on iPhone and iPad with the latest Winter Olympics news. The section includes stories from Apple News partners, custom graphics created for Apple News, real-time metal tracking that works from the news widget, and even a feature for adding games to your calendar with links to view live streams. The new section is available now at the top of the Apple News app on iOS 11. In the TV space, Deadline reports that Apple has added a new series called Little America to its upcoming video service. The series will come from the writers of the popular movie The Big Sick. Little America will focus on a small collective portrait of America's immigrants and run for half an hour per episode, according to the report. Apple's video service has not been officially announced yet, but Apple has bought several shows with talent, including Octavia Spencer, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston. And last for today is a new report from Motherboard overnight that details source code from the iOS bootloader called iBoot. The bootloader helps launch the operating system on iPhones and iPads, and leaking the source code potentially gives attackers a window into exploit possibilities. But the specific version that leaked was a few years old and specific to iOS 9. Apple has responded to the leak by issuing a takedown notice on the leaked code that was posted online. The company has also issued a statement that downplays any risk with the leaked code, especially for customers updating to the latest version of iOS. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.